Entry 114.4.91. Avery was proud of her contribution to the district as the opening day tickets lay next to the keyboard. While things at a continental scale were red hot, the situation in the district seemed to be unusually normal, and normality meant new things being built. Maxwell Park was about to open. This park had a last-minute addition, requested by a new administrator, a special RF free section. While Avery didn't fully believe people were truly RF sensitive, the ability to off-net was valuable, even the Med AI said so. If everyone was able to unplug for a moment, and if those who claimed to be diagnosed with sensitivity felt better, then who was Avery to complain? While the request for a RF-free zone was simple, creating a bubble free of radio interference was not. Trying to find and source the nearly invisible tensile dome for the active Faraday cage was quite a task. As Avery archived the project, it was easy to click back through the design history, with past iterations, laughing at what the AI came up with. The construction AI didn't believe a clear tensile dome could be done, and was stuck in a loop for days at a time testing out various parametrics. In the end, Avery's co-worker had the idea to ask the AI to try inverting the mesh and calculating from there. This flash of insight had come after a quick weekend to Barcelona to see the still incomplete cathedral. Avery wanted to see it too, but the wait on the ballistic flights were long, and there were other less flood-affected areas to visit. Avery saw in the run-back report that the inclusion of the Mies Pavilion as inspiration was the moment that seemed to knock the AI out of the generative loop. The subsequent design wasn't a dome, but a cleaner pavilion which required little editing, and after administrator approval, the design was frozen. Avery noted that the construction fleet was showing 99% complete on the status bar. Soon the robots would deem construction substantially complete. Then the inspection robots would take their time, finally letting actual human inspectors occupy the space after they deem it safe, which it rarely was. Avery didn't trust the inspection routines, preferring to send in the camera dog before the inspectors had their shot. Avery had dodged falling material or arcing electricals enough for one career already, and would be happy to give the structure time to settle. It wasn't even clear why the request for the RF-free zone was made, and who had the authority to make it. It was up to Avery and the office to execute, not create policy. The never-ending battle between the mechanicals versus the thinkers. End of entry. Vocalized by Audrey AI Program 1. For more entries, enter in your control panel. jwp.news/Avery. End of control.